I'm Richard Quest, and these are the top business headlines on CNN. The Dow closed up 2% after the White House and Senate leaders agreed on a $2 trillion stimulus bill. It was the Dow's first day of back-to-back gains since early February. Industrial stocks saw the best of the day. The plan on the table includes $500 billion lending program to help corporations. Companies that receive the money would be restricted on things like stock buybacks and dividends. The Congressional Oversight Commission would monitor how the government's money is spent. Boeing closed up more than 20%, leading the Dow. The stimulus package includes $32 billion in grants for wages and benefits to the airline industry. Another $25 billion is available for passenger airlines, $4 billion for cargo, airlines in loans and guarantees. The former Fed chair, Ben Bernanke, is predicting a short, sharp recession, followed by a fairly quick economic rebound later this year. He told CNBC the current crisis is more akin to a natural disaster rather than a Great Depression-style downturn. The world's largest coffee chain, Starbucks, has now reopened all its stores nearly in China. Government restrictions in the country are slowly being lifted, and the Starbucks CEO says closures in China lasted between 45 to 60 days. Those are the business headlines. I'm Richard Quest in New York.